Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Today's episode is all about finding the inner strength, that rock-solid core, even when life throws you curveballs, because trust me, it loves to throw them our way. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes? One minute you're soaring, the next you're plummeting into the abyss of stress and anxiety. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone in that ride. But there is a way to navigate those twists and turns with grace and even a little bit of stoic badassery. It all comes down to resilience, that awesome superpower we all have inside us waiting to be unleashed. Now, let's get real for a sec. Resilience isn't about being some superhuman who never feels anything. It's not about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows when it's pouring rain outside. It's about the ability to bounce back, learn from those tough moments, and come out stronger on the other side. Think of it like this. Imagine a tree in a storm. The wind may howl, the branches may bend, but that tree doesn't just break. It flexes, adapts, and even grows stronger because of the challenge. We can be just like that. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your resilience muscle. Trust me, it's a workout worth doing. 1. Embrace the suck. I know, embrace the suck doesn't sound exactly appealing. But hear me out. Sometimes, we avoid difficult situations or feelings because they make us uncomfortable. The problem is that avoidance only makes them stronger. By acknowledging those tough emotions head-on and working through them, you gain valuable experience and build mental fortitude. Think of it like facing your fears in a virtual reality game. The more you do it, the less scary they become. 2. Shift your perspective. This one's a game changer. When something bad happens, our minds often go into overdrive with negative thoughts. But what if you could reframe that situation? Instead of focusing on the problem, look for the lessons learned or the opportunities for growth. You know that saying, every cloud has a silver lining. It might sound cheesy, but it's true. There's always something positive to be found, even in the darkest of times. 3. Practice gratitude. Feeling grateful for the good things in your life, no matter how small, can seriously boost your resilience. When you focus on the positives, you train your brain to see the world through a more optimistic lens. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. It's like adding a little sunshine to your internal weather forecast. 4. Build your support system. We humans are social creatures, and we need each other. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, and offer a listening ear when things get tough. Share your struggles, celebrate your victories, and know that you're not alone on this journey. Think of it like having a team of superheroes by your side, they've got your back. 5. Take care of yourself. This one seems obvious, but it's often the most neglected. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, it's easy to let self-care slip through the cracks. But taking care of your physical and mental health is crucial for building resilience. Make time for things that bring you joy, whether it's exercise, reading, spending time in nature, or simply taking a relaxing bath. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Okay, let's bring this all together with a relatable example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the hours, practiced your speech, and feel confident going in. But then, bam. You trip on stage, fumble a few words, and the whole room goes silent. Your heart is racing. Your palms are sweating, and you want to disappear under that podium. But here's where resilience kicks in. Instead of letting that stumble derail your entire presentation, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the moment, and keep going. You remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, learn from it, and deliver the rest of your speech with confidence. You might even turn that mishap into a funny story later. So, remember, resilience isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about how you face them. It's about learning from setbacks, growing stronger, and coming out on top. You have that inner strength within you waiting to be unleashed. Now go out there, embrace the suck, shift your perspective, practice gratitude, build your support system, take care of yourself, and watch that resilience muscle grow. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little extra stoic inspiration. Don't forget to leave a review and join me tomorrow for another dose of calm, control, and courage. We got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.